You're listening to Dubstep and Dragons, a D&D fight.
Hey, Matt.
Just don't. This has to be better than the last joke.
It is.
Okay.
So it's kind of a three-stepper. Why can't the British play chess? Because they lost their queen.
Damn.
Why can't the U.S. play chess?
Why?
Because they lost their towers.
Oh.
Why
ouch.
Can't my younger brother play chess?
Why?
He can't get close near the bishop.
Jesus.
It's so aggressive. Your jokes are so aggressive.
It gets worse and worse.
It's so dark. I feel dirty.
I thought your little brother was going to like lose his hands or something.
Nope. Your next interruption has to be like a
unicorns and fairy farts.
Yeah. It has to be about a puppy getting its wish or yeah. something like that.
You're actually not allowed to tell jokes anymore. You just have to give like inspiring
stories.
I've
been interruption banned.
It's so rough. Fuck. 5e actual play podcast with a cyberpunk twist.
That's a good one though.
My name is Matthew, and I will be your game master. Luke's gone, so just skip him.
Fair enough. My name's Sean. I'll be playing Fallen.
My name's Luke, and I'll play Ash.
You fucked it up, Luke.
My name's Bo Shizzle, and I will play Norris Izzle.
I'm Jason. I'll be playing Mike. Maybe.
Maybe.
We shall see.
Kidnapped. My name is Dan. I play Alphonse.
My name is Matt. I will be everybody else.
Plus Game Master.
Previously on Dubstep and Dragons, Alphonse made a dirty deal.
Dun, dun,
Ash
dun.
Vanished twice. Norris got rocked. Fallen shook his head a lot. And Mike continued to be useless. We find ourselves in the monastery common room. There are a number of monks and clerics all around you, having their own little conversations, drinking, having a good time. You guys have some dinner, a couple of drinks, and you start like these priests know how to have fun. So they're all fucking hammered and having a good time around you. Fallen.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Jason comes into the common room. And he makes his way up to your table and he's, I'm very sorry to interrupt anything.
No worries.
I have word on your ruby. Unfortunately, we don't have one that large currently.
Mm-hmm.
But I did hear back from Drengor at the Raven Queen Temple, and they do have one. They actually said it's a bit bigger than an egg, but they're confident that it will fill your needs.
Perfect. Where is that temple?
Oh, yes, I forget that you... Your memory.
Yes.
You, I will provide you with a map. It's easy to find. It's, do you remember the old fallen church?
Yes, yes.
About a half day's ride from here. A half day's walk from here.
Absolutely.
They have refurbished that.
Really?
And actually made quite a nice little temple to the Raven Queen.
Good for
them. They seem to be expanding on it and doing good work.
Even better. Another beacon in the darkness.
Well, a dark one, but yes. The nature of it is, it's strange having such a close ally in the Raven Queen, but it has been quite useful for everybody.
Good.
Yes, and the Tiberius, the one running the temple, he will recognize you. Be aware.
Okay.
And he's doing very good work there.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you.
So if you all need rest, we can put you up for the night. I noticed you did not come with your cart. We can outfit you with another cart if needed. Otherwise, we can send you with rations, and you asked for some healing potions.
I need some rest. I would love some rest.
Yes, I heard.
Yeah, yeah.
He gives a little chuckle.
I'd like to not speak about it. Just
he
point
gives,
me to a bed.
He gives Darla a little wink.
And she's not to be underestimated.
No, she's one of our star pupils.
Didn't know that at first.
We don't advertise it.
That's good. Good strategy. Good strategy.
But yes, we can absolutely put you up for the evening. Fallen, Darla, I'm sure you can show them to the guest quarters and make sure they're comfortable.
Absolutely. Perfect. Thank you.
Anything else you guys want to do in the common area?
Before we would retreat to our rooms, I would just pour Darla and myself a drink and go, cheers, my darling Darla, and clink her glass.
She clinks it, and your knuckles touch, and you see this little golden flash, and she heals you for another 11. And you just feel a little bit better. I should have warned you. I'm sorry.
Nope. I would have never had it another way.
And she gives a little cheers. Slancha. And
here,
throws
here.
It back. And you watch. She just like one big gulp, just takes this stein back.
If I didn't have D.
But you do have D.
I know. That's why I said if I didn't, I'd stay here for Darla.
And she's... Well, I'm ready to call it a night if you would all like to be led to your quarters. Otherwise, I'm sure Fallen can help you whenever you're done.
Absolutely. So, let's dig in. Can be a long day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey. So, the two of them walk you, and she, Darla, says her goodnight, and I probably won't see you in the morning. I'm doing some more training, so good luck with everything. I hope to see you all again.
Likewise. And I start to veer off towards Darla's room.
And she's walking away, and she notices you kind of following, and she turns, she's, don't make me punch you.
Yep. And I go back to I go back to my line.
So you guys walk in, it's very Spartan. Like, these are not lavish quarters. It is a large room.
Don't make me.
It's a large room with bunk beds on each side, a table in the middle, and they are nothing fancy, but they are a bed to sleep in. Anything anybody wants to do before we take a long rest?
Go to bed.
Long rest, change out spell slots.
There you go.
I'm going
everybody
to bed.
Go ahead and take your long rest.
Woo!
You guys have... The beds aren't comfortable, but you do get a night's sleep. You wake up in the morning, and it's way too fucking early. And there's bells going off, and you can hear a bunch of monks and clerics moving around in the hallways. And the day has definitely started at the monastery, and it feels early as fuck. You don't know what time it is, but it doesn't feel like you slept that long.
Well, I only need 4 hours, so I'm good.
Yeah.
Same.
Well, I slept like shit. I feel like I got the shit kicked out of me last night.
That's because
how do y'all feel?
You did get the shit.
Those are shaping up nicely, aren't they?
Shut up, Fallen. I don't need you to point it out. I'm just glad there wasn't a mirror in my room. I'm imagining I look double how I feel.
Would you like me to get you one?
Nope.
Your good. Kidney is very sore.
Yeah, I pissed blood this morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hung it out the window, and it was just crimson.
Oh, God. Yikes.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're going to bark like a big dog, you can't piss like a pup, I guess.
True enough.
And while you guys are all, you know, getting dressed... Getting all your stuff together. There's a knock at the door,
mm-hmm.
and after the knock, they seem to wait like 2 seconds, and then the door just opens up, mm-hmm. and Brother Jason walks in. Mm-hmm. And he's, Brother Fallen, here is your map.
Thank you.
And turns to Ash and the potions you requested.
Ah,
and
thank you.
He hands you a leather satchel, and you can hear clinking inside. If you open it up, it has one superior healing. Ooh. I think superior is the third step, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the
it's
crazy.
Not supreme.
Yeah, supreme. That's right. Supreme is the like 2,500 gold healing potion. So you get one superior, three greater, and four regular. This should hold you over. If you need more than this, you don't belong in that fight.
I appreciate it. Thank you for letting us stay here as well.
Of
appreciate
course.
The bed
of
to
course.
Lay ahead.
Good luck with Lord Dykstra. He is, from what I've been told, vicious. Do not... He will greet you with a smile, but do not trust that smile. Good luck to you all.
Thank you.
I hope to see you again soon. In hopefully one piece.
I hope so.
We appreciate it.
And he says his goodbyes, leaves the room, and what do you guys do?
Wallen's gonna take to the road to go get that ruby.
Okay. So you guys, you take a look at the map. You're pretty familiar with all of the landmarks on it. You all walk for about half a day. Takes you a bit to get there. But as you come up, you're following this kind of winding path off the main road. And it brings you through to what looks like a kind of patchwork church. Like an old kind of gothic church that somebody has been piecing together. It looks like it's actually pieces from other ruined buildings that they're trying to find buildings that have like similar architecture and details, but they aren't exactly the same, but they're trying their best. And it looks pretty good. Fallen, you've seen outside of the miniseries, you know, in the past, you've seen this church, and it was very rough. Mm-hmm. It was barely holding together. But now it looks livable. And as you approach, there's about a half dozen people outside of the building, tending to, you know, carpentry work, cleaning up overgrown plants, things like that. And and Bo is with you. Bo is following along the bear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Zombie bear.
Yeah. Zombie bear. Is chilling behind you guys. And he's, you know, you guys kind of use him as like a pack mule carrying some of your stuff as you go. But and everybody kind of gets on edge whenever Bo comes into view. But you see all of you recognize a Shadar Kai. Mm-hmm. That is outside of the building, and he's kind of giving directions. And Drengor, what are you doing?
Do I notice them approach?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You would definitely see a group of people and a big ol' undead bear approaching the temple. And at the head of it, you see a familiar face in Fallen.
Hey there, Fallen.
Drengor.
I do not recognize Drengor.
Yeah. Cut that back, my bad.
Rewind.
Greetings. I apologize. My memories have been wiped. Have we met before?
Oh, yeah, you don't remember? We, you know, we did that nasty business with that wannabe lich. Anyways.
Sounds like something I would do.
Yeah. What y'all doing up here?
I'm looking for a ruby, if possible. I need it for a grand casting, if possible.
And you received a sending earlier, or the day before, requesting information about a ruby, and you were able to acquire one for Fallen.
And why don't y'all come inside? I think I got a message about that, I think.
I appreciate it. I love what you've done here. This was such a fallen ruin.
It's been hard work, but we've been working hard on it.
I can see that.
Question for Luke. What would Tiberius be doing?
Tiberius.
He would be... Now I gotta think. Oh my gosh. He'd be in there just fixing things up.
Okay. Just doing general carpentry, yeah. and trying to spruce the place up.
Yep.
Very good. Hey, you walk in and you guys, like, your experiences with Shadar Kai has not been pleasant to this point. So you have a Shadar Kai leading you into this building, and once you walk in, there is another heavily armored Shadar Kai. Actually, you probably wouldn't be in armor, just doing general maintenance.
Armor off, just apron on, over with no shirt underneath. Muscles rippling.
and oh so you guys goodness. See, you guys are now in the presence of two Shadar Kai. Just wanting to set the stage.
I gotta remember that voice. Okay. Hi, Fallen, how you doing?
Greetings, how are you?
I'm great.
His memory got wiped.
Your memory Indeed. Got wiped?
He doesn't remember what we did not too long ago.
Indeed, I like what you've done here.
It's been hard work. We've been doing very, very, every day, lots of work.
I can see that.
What brings you to our doorstep?
Well, I need a ruby for a grand casting.
Oh, I did hear something about that. Drengor, do you remember where we put it?
Yeah, it's in the back somewhere. I'll go get it.
I appreciate it.
When you get back there, do you guys have like a small safe where you're starting to put like, you know, contributions to the Raven Queen, to the temple. And inside the small safe, there's not much in there. But you do have, and it's something that you found in the ruins of this church, a large, like, pear-sized ruby.
I'll pull out the safe and kind of spit on it and shine it off a little bit. And I think this is what you guys are here for, if I remember right.
That is perfect. That allowed me to cast this, so...
What y'all fixing to do with this thing?
I plan on binding our foe to this plane.
Which foe are you talking about?
Yeah, I thought we got rid of that one lich.
There's another one. Not a lich, but another evil.
Another one. Okay, well, good luck with that one.
Thank you.
As always, you do many good things for everybody.
I try.
Who y'all friends here?
And I start...
Well, I'm Norris.
Norris, okay.
Yep, Norris Gloomface. Glad to meet your acquaintance.
Alphonse,
all right.
And I'm Ash.
Ash, all right.
And for Dan's sake... Because he was the only one that wasn't present for Drengor. What does Drengor look like?
He's a Shadar Kai, pale skin, long black hair. Wears kind of like a, what'd you think of, like a cowboy duster? Definitely looks like a straight out of like a somewhere western movie. But he's a Shadar Kai, so it seems kind of strange that he dressed like that, but yeah. He's got a big old rifle hanging off the back of his duster.
Oh, currently it's a crossbow.
Crossbow.
Yeah, he's got a heavy crossbow across his back.
Mm-hmm.
house.
Indeed.
And then Tiberius, basically same, almost identical look and everything, but a lot more muscular. But the, of course, now with the apron, and I'm still wearing like the cleric like skirt, like the really long, like I don't know what it's called.
But yeah, I can't remember what it's called, but it's like a plated.
Yeah,
skirt.
Like a plated skirt. And
plated, not pleated.
But there's a huge hammer.
It's both.
Okay. Like right at his side, just kind of hanging there.
Mm-hmm. This is the group I don't trust. These are the people I don't trust. So they're Shadarkai. So it's the same race as the people that attacked you guys in the inn, but it's not the same people. It's just the same race.
So I don't know if you guys have ever heard the term racist, but I'm not very trusting of the Shadarkai.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. Our people don't get too much likeness around these parts.
Yeah, y'all are kind of dicks. I mean, I don't know about the two of you, but...
Ain't seen much of your kind around here either, to be honest.
I don't belong here.
Well,
to be fair, we are from Earth.
From Earth, huh?
Give me a history check.
Both of us?
Yeah.
Jason's like, holy shit, I get the roll dice!
I forget that you're currently playing two characters. Isn't it fun?
Yeah,
it's
I don't
a bitch.
Know. That was a natural one.
Yeah, you... You got no idea.
Let's.
I rolled a 7, and yeah. I don't. If yeah, I remember right, my history is terrible.
You've heard the. When he says the word Earth, you think of dirt. Like, yeah, there's fucking Earth right here. Whoop! Good for you.
Yep. I'll be honest. I didn't come for money either. So.
Well, we don't really come.
Oh, I mean, so you're from dirt?
yes. Ish. We're from what do you guys call it? Like plates? We're from a different plate or like a
planes?
Yeah. Yeah, we're from a different plane. And there's like a place called Earth, not dirt. I mean,
would that be like
a
common thing we'd know about? I don't know. Us
so,
being from here, would we
yeah,
know
you're,
about another?
You're being Shadarkai, you are familiar with the fact that, like, you guys have traveled throughout different realms of the Shadowfell, and you're familiar that each realm of the Shadowfell is tied to a planet. This is, each realm is kind of the limbo for a planet.
So y'all like vacation here?
Well, I fucking hope not. This is a shitty-ass vacation.
Yeah.
Hey, now, don't talk about my home like that.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, bud, but this place isn't the fucking greatest.
We take refuge here, but it ain't the most pleasant place.
No, ours isn't either, though, so it's not like we're vacationing in Tahiti or something, but...
Did you say you're hunting down another lich, Fallen? Did I hear that right?
A vampire.
Well,
vampire.
He's kind of a boogeyman or something.
I know the boogeyman.
Yeah,
he's got
my friend's sister.
Why do you always reveal absolutely everything?
I'm a trusting guy.
Yeah. Yep. That's Norris.
Yeah, I've heard his name. That's Norris.
We plan to kill him.
Yeah, so we're trying to track them down so we can kill them, so we can save them and get the fuck back to where we came from, because I'm tired of this place.
Are you saying the boogeyman's a vampire? I didn't hear that.
Well... Apparently, I thought he was a boogeyman, but he might be a vampire. He's like, but he also might be like some Western fucking gunslinger guy. So I don't know what he is.
Yeah, I knew that about the boogeyman. I didn't know about no vampire though.
Well,
Norris is definitely molding the two into one.
Absolutely, Norris has no idea what he's talking about right now.
Yeah, you guys are like he is the lord of this realm. Like you guys are absolutely familiar with Dijkstra.
Are you talking about Lord Dijkstra?
And the rumors of him.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's who we're going to right now. We're going to his house.
Yeah, he's a dick.
I haven't met too many people that ain't, minus this one, and he's questionable sometimes.
he's not questionable. He's a good guy.
All right. Fallen's gotten out some mini jams.
Appreciate it.
So do you guys know how to kill this guy, the Lord? Do you have any insight?
You gotta stake him in the heart.
You've done it before?
Well, no, but I've heard a thing or two about the undead. I served the Raven Queen.
Well, if you heard a thing or two, why didn't you stake them in the heart yet? You'd have saved us a lot of trouble.
I would love to do that.
We've been busy here.
Yeah, we're trying to rebuild this church.
So building a church is better than staking a bad guy in the heart?
Well, yeah.
That's a good point. You must have a refuge, though.
Huh?
You must have a strong place or a refuge.
Yeah.
To build your strength.
I guess, yeah. That's true.
You know where this guy's currently reside?
Yes. We do.
I think we're kind of figuring, yep.
I reckon I can't really abide you guys going alone. I'd like to team along if you don't mind.
Company would be greatly appreciated.
Well, wait a minute, Fallen. We don't know this fella.
I know Fallen. He may not remember me, but we slayed a lich together.
Well, you might know him, but we don't know you.
Well, what do you want to know?
Alphonse, what do you think? You down for some company? I mean,
I'm struggling with trust right now.
Ash?
I mean, the more the merrier. But the last time we had tuffles with this race.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm just saying. Last time we had a run-in with the
Shadarkai.
I about said Bashani. I love Bashani.
Vistani are the shit.
Yeah. Last time we had a run-in with the
Shadarkai.
You know, there was an inn that burnt down.
Sure.
And we apparently wiped out a whole fucking town. So and I'm just saying, you know, if you're a good guy, if Fallen says you're a good guy, I mean, Fallen's kind of like our only dude here, but.
I don't know if I'd say I'm a good guy, but I do have some skills.
Are you going to stab us in the fucking ribs or
you
want to
know what I can do?
Sleeping? What can you do?
You got a coin in your pocket?
Do I have a coin in my pocket?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Flip that up in the air as high as you can.
Norris would just flick it.
I'm going to attempt to pull up my crossbow and shoot it.
Okay.
And I'm going to do my little steady aim or whatever so I can get triple advantage.
Yep. Fucking elves.
Fucking elves.
Goddamn elven accuracy. Yeah, if they have advantage, they get to roll 3d20s.
That's a nat 20 on the last roll.
Holy fuck. Jason hasn't rolled dice in like a month. Crits.
So I take my crossbow out and I shoot it right through the middle.
And it just sticks into the wall. And it's the tip is pierced through the coin,
dead
pinning
center.
It to the wall.
I'm not going to say I never miss, but rarely.
God damn it, Drango, I told you not to shoot that thing in here. And I go,
I like
walk
how
up.
You picked up his accent.
I know.
you went from like Jason Statham to Norris.
It's hard with a southern accent.
It is.
It's like the easiest one to get.
It is. Well, I mean, your accuracy is pretty key.
I'm not going to lie. I've been looking to take down this Lord Daxter for a while now, and if you guys are doing it anyways, I might as well take along.
You trust him?
I do.
Alphonse?
I think he can put a stake in that crossbow.
Oh, yeah, I can.
Ash?
After
I didn't
watching
think about
that
that's
yeah.
a good idea.
All right. You can tag along, I reckon.
All right. I like the way
no,
you talk,
no
by
funny
the way.
Business. No funny yeah. business.
All right.
Tiberius walks over to Norris and goes, did you skip legs? Can you even hold yourself up with them?
Look, buddy, I don't know you and you don't know me. That's going to be the last
them
word
some
you
chicken
say.
Legs right there.
Norris, you just start seeing steam coming out of Norris's like chest and arms.
There's the like crackling lightning off the left arm.
I'm going to tell you, that's the last word you speak, bud.
About chicken legs. You want some?
Can I burn a rage?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to fucking rage and try to pin him against the wall.
All right. Give me an athletics check. Athletics or acrobatics?
15.
Well, you beat me.
Yeah.
So you take him, you grab him by his apron, and he's a big boy. But you grab him by his apron and your flames and lightning. Roll 2d6 One is lightning, one is fire, because he's going to take a little bit of damage from the flames and lightning.
That's a 7.
Okay, you take 7 damage, and he pins you up against the wall.
I said, that's the last fucking thing you say about my legs.
Well, what you lack in your legs, you definitely make up in your arms.
And I slowly let him down, but keep constant eye contact with him.
Okay.
Can I make someone do a wisdom saving throw?
100%.
Norris, can you give me a wisdom saving throw, DC 17?
6.
Everybody knows barbarians are known for their wisdom saving throws.
Absolutely.
In the back of your... Let me just make sure I can say this without... Yeah. So you, in the back of your mind, you hear, why are you stopping there?
Ooh.
What'd you cast?
I cast suggestion.
And you failed. Tell him what he's got to do.
What do I got to do? Am I killing him?
You're fighting this guy.
All right. Well, at that point, I wouldn't set him all the way to the ground. I would toss him and then say, stand up.
Roll initiative.
Fuck me.
How long is the duration?
That's a dirty 20.
Concentration up to 8 hours.
Okay.
Holy fuck. That's a dirty 20.
I got a 1.
Nice.
All right. Who's Norris. First?
Yep. Well, I'm going to just take 2 attacks on him. Reckless Great Weapons Master.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
And
I'm so sorry.
You are not wearing your armor.
Mm-mm.
So
I'm getting it off.
What is your dexterity?
It's a +0.
So you have an AC of 10.
Okay.
Can I get in on this initiative?
Go for it. Oh boy. This has escalated quickly.
Did you see this one coming, Matt?
Nope.
High or low?
Well, that's a...
What's that?
High or low?
High.
That's a 19 to hit.
Yep.
And a... Oh, well, if a 19 hits, this one hits because it's a 17.
You would have to roll a 1 to miss him.
It's a 27 to hit.
His AC is 10.
Jesus Christ.
And you're still raging, so
well,
keep that in mind.
The first one's...
That's a 25 damage for the first one.
Jesus.
Now he rolls good?
I know! What the fuck? Oh, Norris is crazy when he's raging.
And then, so the second one is...
Oh my god. I might be a god again, boys.
That's... 29 for the second one for damage.
What was your initiative?
Dirty 20? Did you have a dirty 20?
I was at a dirty 20.
Okay, so you're up next.
I think it'd be fair if I waited around.
Okay.
I would have seen what happened, then maybe joined in, so I think it'd be fair if I waited around.
Well, I feel like you would have... It would have caught your attention, him slamming Tiberius.
All right.
Because that was kind of a surprise round type situation. So you would...
Ooh, would I have advantage on that? I could have critted on him.
No,
come on.
That was just for the that was just for the grapple. So if you want to pass,
That makes sense. I would have waited to see what happened, and if it looked like it was going down, I probably would have jumped in.
Okay, yeah, you watch him slam Tiberius and then 1-2 punch.
Mm-hmm. So my turn.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look at Norris and say, "Now I know I didn't invite you in here to our." Dark Maiden's house just for you to attack my friend here. You better stand down, otherwise I'm going to put you back in the earth where you came from.
He made fun of my chicken legs.
Give me an intimidation check.
What would I counter that as?
Boy, that's a tough. Give me an intimidation check from you. We'll just combat intimidation with intimidation.
18.
Use your strength modifier.
Don't worry about it. It's way higher than my roll.
Okay. So you can react to him how you want. You are, he does not threaten. He does not scare you.
I just don't even acknowledge. I turn around.
Okay. Tiberius.
I would imagine since you like suggested me, I wouldn't even care. I would just be focused on him.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to impose disadvantage if I was going to treat it like you were frightened.
Well, if I would have used my strength modifier, that would have been a 25.
Oh. Yep.
Yep.
Okay, as my bonus action, you see him. I grab my hammer and I slam it on the ground, discharging one of the charges. And all of a sudden on the floor, you see a bunch of runes around in a 15-foot radius. And I attack him with the hammer. So.
I like it. Shit's getting weird.
PvP.
Do I get two or one? It is just one.
Typically, the number one rule of DMing is avoid PvP.
Especially PvP that was never supposed to happen.
Yeah.
20 to hit?
Nope.
Damn.
You missed me by one, bitch.
Yeah, and that's it. I can't do much.
Yeah, clerics with their one attack.
Sad.
That brings us back to Norris.
I'm going to do the same thing. Two attacks. Reckless, great weapons master. That is a 22 to hit.
Yep.
And a 12 to hit.
Yeah, they both hit. I'm not wearing my armor, so...
He's a shirtless guy that does not have unarmored defense.
Oh, Jesus. First hit is 15, 23 damage.
Yeah, you take him down.
All right. Well, then I won't even roll the second one.
So, yeah, it's real quick. Norris slams against the wall. 1-2. Dodges a swing from the hammer and then just uppercut under the chin, and Tiberius crumbles to the floor. Takes all of 10 seconds.
So, question on your suggestion, is it only towards him, or since he chimed in, would it turn?
You can take it however you want. My suggestion just needed to force an action.
Oh, okay. Well, then I would just be like, he's down. I'd probably drop rage at that point.
Okay. What does Drangor do?
I probably narrow my eyes and see if he does anything else.
Okay. You see the lightning and the fire kind of dissipate. But your friend is laying unconscious on the floor.
You better get him up off the ground.
I can't do that.
You better figure it out. I'm going to pull out my crossbow.
I don't know what you want me to do, bud. I'm not one of them hoodoo voodoo guys.
Around here, if you break it, you fix it.
I'll tell you this. You got one or two ways. I can't fix it. So what you do after that is up to you. He insulted me. I handled it. Not my fault.
I'll go check on him. Is he, like, still alive?
He's alive.
Nah,
give me a medicine check. You can stabilize him. Or you would probably... Oh, no, you were raging. It was not non-lethal force.
No, absolutely.
13?
13? It's DC 10 to stabilize.
Ah, so. Shit. He'll be okay. I'll kind of carry him inside.
Okay.
That's a what?
Well,
what are we doing here?
Well, Norris would probably like...
You come in here and take
Norris
down my
Norris probably
friend.
Would like rub his head afterwards and be like, I don't know why that pissed me off more than normal, but once I see that he's stabilized, I'll be like, don't
Don't fucking talk about my legs again. I really don't like that.
I'm still unconscious.
Oh, yeah, is he?
He's unconscious for the next hour or until somebody heals him.
Okay, well, I'd probably like rub my head and just say to the group collectively, like, I don't know why that pissed me off way more than it normally does, but just for future reference, don't talk shit about my stature. I don't really like that.
I'll make sure Lord Dexter talks about your chicken legs. I'm gonna roll my eyes.
And I'd be Norris would kind of chuckle. That might not be a bad idea.
Can I do an insight check?
Absolutely. On
why he just snapped.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yes.
I've been around you. I've never seen you just snap for no apparent reason.
So,
especially from just a joke.
And especially after that fucking fight.
So I think the only way... Give me your insight check.
26.
It's definitely not... Like Norris is an aggressive, you know, fairly excitable guy. But that was an unusual
random
display
of
aggression. With that, Alphonse,
while you think of that, I'm going to walk over as Ash.
Okay.
And just walk over and just be like, geez, Norris, went a little hard, didn't you? And I lay on hands, Tiberius, at 5.
Okay.
Quit touching yourself.
give me your thoughts, Dan. Do you think, like, a sleight of hand or a stealth to, like, hide the casting of it? Or...
It would have been something I would just...
Maybe deception...
Probably deception, because it would have been a verbal. It's like a snake tongue, so it was like something I kind of whispered underneath my breath, or like mumbled to myself.
So almost like playing it off, so like, oh, tongue. You know, just okay. Give me a deception check.
As Tiberius comes awake, and he's kind of like laughing. Ah, how tall are you?
It's like, I don't remember.
I think
what
you
said
like 6'2", 6'3".
I'm like over 6 foot.
So almost like level with Tiberius. He walks over to you and goes, oh, that was great. That was fun. Oh, that you made me laugh.
Buddy, just telling you, there's not a whole lot that gets me riled up, but that's one of them. Maybe not do that again. I don't know why I got so aggressive, but I really don't like it when you make fun of my stature.
I get it.
What'd you roll in your deception?
17.
What language 17? Does Tiberius speak?
You get an idea... This is something along the lines of kind of his MO, his manipulation. But you've never seen him cast this spell, so you feel like it wasn't all Norris, but you don't know exactly what happened.
Did I notice him at least mumbling?
Yeah. Since your passive is higher than what he rolled for deception, you would have caught the mumbling.
Real quick, celestial, common, elvish, infernal.
In elvish, I'm gonna yell chicken leg and point at him.
And I like chuckle.
Joke's on you. I know elvish.
You don't know elvish. You're from
bullshit
Earth.
Language.
I know.
Common and elvish.
I know.
Look at it. Look at my stat sheet.
I know. You are from Earth.
It says Dormish.
I understand, but it's kind of like him knowing Luxodon.
What's
he
that?
Doesn't know Luxodon.
I went to the zoo a lot as a child.
I spoke with them. No, honestly, that you're right. Yep.
There are no elves on Earth that you would have learned Elvish from.
I also didn't learn how to speak with animals.
Okay, group. Let's just rein in. It's clear that this guy is cool and he can travel with us.
Yeah.
He didn't attack you when you beat the shit out of his friend.
Yeah.
Problem solved. Let's move on.
You got
a ruby.
Right.
Are you okay? I didn't catch your name.
I'm Tiberius, by the way.
Hey, Tiberius.
I'm good. That was great fun with your friend.
Yeah,
Norris, was it?
Norris, yep. Norris.
Big arm Norris. He's got great arms. And he, like, slaps his arms.
Norris kind of bows out his chest a little bit. Yeah, yeah, you know what? I do got good arms. I fucking love my
arms. But
an
Elvish goes, but and then says, but chicken legs in Elvish.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you just said.
I'm going to tell Norris. You know, Norris, we got another word for that. And I'll say chicken leg and Elvish. That's the word for Norris here.
Ah. Like a da chica. Like a da chica. I like that. Yeah. Yeah. Norris Legada Chica Globe Face. I like that.
Please. Oh, I don't know that one. Dang it.
Yeah.
Let's go chicken leg. In Elvish. I don't know what that is.
From now on, anytime he says chicken leg,
it's an Elvish.
We just assume it's an Elvish.
Legada Chica. All right, well, you know what, boys? We had us a good scrap. We got us a ruby. Let's go fucking kill some shit.
Tiberius, you coming? Are you staying here?
Someone has to watch over the temple. The blessings of the Raven Queen be upon you.
I'll be back once the son bitch dead.
I'll send my prayers.
Yeah. Okay. Start making the way. I'm going to start pulling out the silver stakes that I have. And start polishing and sharpening them.
Okay.
So hey, check it out. I got some holy water to go on top of those.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, it's starting holy water. I found it in that church. Remember we had to fight all those things?
Oh, yes.
And I went in the basement cellar.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Keep that with you.
Well, do you have to make it holy? You're the holy man here.
We'll bless it on the way.
Okay. Yeah, for some reason, I feel like we already did that.
I can't remember.
I'm pretty sure it's. I'm pretty sure that you.
I think
you guys
blessed
all of the water you had on you. Yeah, just
to, I think we did.
If actually. I remember correctly. Yeah. So you guys make your way down the main road, heading towards town. Fallen, you're familiar with the location of the Lord's Manor. It sits at the top of a hill. Mm-hmm. It's surrounded on two sides with tall cliffs. Mm-hmm. And then there's a road that comes in to the front. And then there's like a servant's entrance that comes in from the, we'll go west. You do know that there is, it's a building from before this region was brought into the Shadowfell. It's a very old, it follows that kind of Gothic architecture. And you know that it is the home, and then just off to the side of it is an old church that sits next to it. I will bring up. Where did I put the map? There we go.
So we're almost to the place where Lord Dextra resides?
No.
How big is the area?
Yeah, so you guys travel through the Shadowfell for a while. And eventually you come to it's a large clearing. You guys make your way to this tree line. Mm-hmm. And it's about 300 feet from the tree line to the wall that surrounds the manor.
How big is the area around the manor, including the church?
Inside of the walls, you figure is probably 200 feet by 200, like a 200 foot square.
Okay, 200 feet by 200 feet.
Yeah.
And how far away is that church, including?
The church is within the walls. Here, let me bring up. You gotta figure out which. No, that's not what I want.
Is it within 40,000 or 40? Yep. 40,000 square feet.
I mean, yeah. It's
perfect.
I would say 40,000 square feet would cover the whole area. What the fuck? What is this? forbiddens. What the fuck? A sprinkle of holy water, rare incense, and powdered ruby worth at least 1,000 GP, you motherfucker. you create a ward against magical travel that protects up to 40,000 square feet of floor space to the height of 30 feet above the floor. For the duration, creatures can't teleport into the area or use portals, such as those created by the gate spell, to enter the area. The spell proofs the area against the planar travel and therefore prevents creatures from accessing area by the way of the astral plane, ethereal plane, Feywild, Shadowfell, or plane shift spell. In addition, the spell damages types of creatures that you choose when you cast it. Choose one or more of the following. When a chosen creature enters the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts in the turn, the creature takes 5d10 radiant or necrotic damage.
Oh my god!
Your choice when you cast the spell. When you cast the spell, you can designate a password. A creature that speaks the password as it enters the area takes no damage from the spell. The spell's area can't overlap with the area of another forbiddance spell.
Damn.
If you cast forbiddance, if you cast forbiddance every day for 30 days in the same location, the spell lasts until it is dispelled and the material components are consumed on the last casting.
What creature type are you choosing?
Fuck you.
Damn!
Okay, let me check something real quick. What? I'm assuming radiant damage.
Radiant damage?
Yeah. Talk about fucking up an encounter. Let's see. Let me bring up my.
This is like typical extra dubstep.
My god.
No shit.
Let me bring up.
So, anyways, Fallen, you really like. Luna doesn't protect against a certain thing. There's not like a special gate or something.
Gate?
Yeah. Like, how? I just don't understand how you're protecting against creatures, but how are they coming and going? Is there something particular that you guys are protecting?
Things come through the Shadowfell all the time. Monsters, creatures, aberrations, people like yourself. We try and protect the innocent.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Indeed.
So it ain't just one thing you're protecting yourself from? It's like a bunch of different things?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So there's not like a staircase to heaven or something?
Staircase to heaven. I'm not familiar with that. Once you die, you do ascend, but that is for the afterlife. We don't know what happens there.
Okay. Well, is what it is, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, after he casts this spell, and you guys see this kind of golden, glittery cube kind of form around these walls and coming up. The walls are about 10 feet tall, so another 20 feet above that. So it engulfs the entire manor. And you see just a dozen humanoid creatures come running out of the gates screaming as their flesh is like burning from the radiant damage that he inflicted. Roll me 5d10.
Come on, 50.
Come on, 50.
50.
Five.
31.
Okay. And you see as they're coming out, they're like trying, it's like they're trying to clean off it feels like it's just acid all over their skin, and you can see them and they're like clawing at themselves and like flesh is coming off with their hand as they're trying to like clean this off of them, but it's not working. And several, you hear screams from these death screams from inside, and several of them like get to the gate and collapse at the gate. And there's just these smoking, smoldering bodies at the gate.
What did you do?
That's not normal.
I enacted the wrath of my god on undead creatures, like vampires.
Yeah, fuck them vampires.
You know, this place is really showing me a lot of shit that I just don't think I can really comprehend. Vampires, genies, what's next?
Boogeyman.
Let her introduce you to a unicorn one of these days.
Don't. He'll probably try to have sex with it.
If they're good looking enough.
I mean, he has sex with robots. It's...
No, she was a nice lady. The robots were outside. Well, I guess technically them were hologram. Did I have sex with a robot?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is good for me.
I guess that's all that matters, Elf. I don't know.
I don't know where to go with this, I'll be honest with you.
Well, so onwards and upwards, I guess.
Inwards.
Can we walk in that light though?
Yeah,
yeah. Are we gonna be okay?
If that happened to them, I mean, you know, I kind of like my arms and stuff.
Are you undead?
That's debatable at this point.
Maybe, maybe.
Drengor's not wasting any time. He's going in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Drengor, you march into the gate, and you almost have to like step over bodies, and you pass through that like glittering wall unharmed.
Yeah, see, come on in.
Norris would go right after him.
Okay.
He's fine. Let's go.
Norris steps through. No effect.
Well, all right. And Ash walks through.
Yeah. You all enter. Does Alphonse go?
Yep.
You all enter, and as soon as you walk through, there's zero effect on any of you. You can still see that it's almost like this just perpetual falling glitter. Mm-hmm. Just golden glitter falling from the sky. But as soon as it comes near you, it almost like rain on an umbrella, it like cascades over the sides of you.
Norse will try and touch it.
Can I enter?
Yes. You okay. Are not technically undead.
Perfect. I wasn't sure if I would be stuck outside
also,
on that.
Also, couldn't you speak your own password?
Yeah, you can speak the password to sure. Allow yourself in regardless.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. You all enter, and it's this large courtyard. You can see this beautiful home standing in front of you, and it's the same kind of gothic architecture, a lot of sharp edges, gargoyles, shit like that. Massive manor. And then off to the side, you see this old, beautiful church that is clearly untouched.
Norris would immediately go,
"Oh, Dijkstra!" And
sorry, Ashley.
No response. There are bodies littering the ground. Drengor, fallen. You would recognize some of these corpses as thralls.
Mm-hmm.
of Lord Dijkstra. Vampire thralls that do his bidding, things like that. And vampire thralls are technically undead, and they don't have a whole lot of hit points. So before they could make it to the wall, you just cleared out 24. And you can see, like, they were sprinting from the manor, trying to run to the, trying to leave and leave this space. But none of them made it.
Good use of a ruby.
Talk about a wipeout.
Nope. That's great. How do you proceed?
Pull out the shield. Pull out the hammer. Twirl it. Bang it a couple of times on the shield. And I'm going to start checking corpses. Okay. Playing a little bit of polo.
Are you looking for anything specific? Or are you trying to see if any of them are Dijkstra?
If any of them are Dijkstra, or if they're still alive, so that's why I'm taking the hammer and removing heads.
Oh, no. Yeah, you flip them over, you check the face. Nope. Just squishes under. Like, for the most part, this radiant energy is, like, eating away. Even after they've died, this radiant dust continues to fall on them, and everywhere that it hits, it's just burning these little holes through them. And you're flipping over bodies. You don't recognize any of them that you see as Dijkstra.
Perfect. Yep. Just going to keep checking.
And a bunch of squished heads.
So, Fallen, are we following your suit? Or, I mean, like, what are we doing here?
I want to make sure that nothing surprises us as we walk in, and then just think.
I'm not very good at thinking. I'm good at smashing.
We'll just need you to swing. And I am going to hand you one of the silver spikes. Shove it through its chest.
So Norris would then go and start kicking corpses over, and I'd look at Fallen. Is this him?
Nope.
Stab. Walk to the next one, kick him over. Is this him?
Nope.
Stab, and I'll just keep doing that until we go through all the corpses.
Yeah, and you guys make your way through. None of them are Dijkstra.
Mm-hmm. So are we going through the front door now, or?
Might as well. I've already made a kind of.
They know we're here.
And the best part is they can't leave.
So Norris would just yell, "Oh, Dijkstra!" again as we get to the front door.
And you're listening to see if there's a response? Anybody listening to see if they hear a response?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Give me a perception check.
Crit.
13.
29.
Jesus.
Hell yeah.
With a crit 29, you hear, like, there's some windows along the base of the building down to the basement. And they're just little bitty, like, windows just for ventilation. But you hear in there, like things clanging, like something got knocked over. Mm-hmm. And you get the idea that somebody made it to the basement, since the spell goes from the ground up.
That's fine.
So front door?
Basement, gentlemen, I hear shuffling.
All right.
Please. I do enjoy the back door.
Lead the way
in.
I can't say I'm surprised, Norris.
So you all make your way into the building through the front entrance. Another map by Chepaku.
Yo,
still not a sponsor, but always open to it. I will shill the fuck out.
Shout
of
out
these.
To them.
Yeah. So you make it into this main entrance, and it's this circular room, barren of anything but these these busts along the wall. And they all seem to be busts of the same guy, giving different expressions. And a statue from the chest up.
That's what I thought.
That's what I was picturing.
So you see these, these five busts around this room. And Fallen, Fallen, you recognize all five of the busts as Lord Dykstra striking different poses.
I got this really wonderful hammer.
He's a very humble man, isn't he?
I would like to start hitting kneecaps on it until they fall over.
So they're on these like pedestals. Yeah, these little pillars.
Are they big or?
So they stand so that the bust is at right about eye level. So they're roughly 6 feet to the top. So the pedestal is about 4 feet.
Which one's the best looking of them? Like,
oh, there's one where he's given the smolder.
Perfect. That one, I would like to go over, pull up my dagger and my hammer, and put Fallen was here, and just chip it into it just so it looks bad.
W-U-Z.
give me a performance check. Let's see how it turns out.
It's bad.
Okay. It's
a 7.
It's illegible.
It's fine.
You start trying to chisel into it, and you like break the nose off, and you end up more just mutilating it than actually carving anything into
it. I'm still taking this as a win.
Yeah, 100%.
Whichever one's like when he's leaving, if he does leave.
And so you deface the statue, and then you walk. To the left, you see, looking through the doorway, you see a grand dining room. To the right, you see what looks like a sitting room. And then straight ahead, you see what appears to be a hallway.
I would like to investigate the sitting room.
Okay. You turn to the right and you go into the sitting room, and it's these lavish couches. Everything is beautifully adorned. You see painting. There's this grand painting of him above the fireplace in there. And this place is more a shrine to him than anything. Everything is all Dykstra all the time.
Well, we really got to kill this guy. He's got way too big of an ego.
Yeah, I mean,
this is like way above Nora's level.
I was just about to say, I had a whole statue dedicated to me, but that was just one. This is a little much.
And you continue to hear below you that rustling.
Okay.
And after a minute, as you guys are looking around, everybody starts hearing you hear Mike call out in pain.
Okay.
Basement? I hear Mike call out in pain too.
Yes. Yeah, everybody does.
Norris would probably instantly rage.
Okay.
And run towards Mike.
You don't know where Mike is. You know he's in the basement. You don't know where the basement is.
But I don't
you
hear where it's coming from.
You just hear that it's in the basement. It's coming through, like, vents.
Well, maybe I wouldn't instantly rage then, but
okay.
Norris would be, like, on edge trying to find Mike.
Okay. Everybody can give me... Everybody that would be actively looking... Investigation check. Because I imagine all of you kind of fanning out to find the way to the basement.
Norris doesn't see shit.
Okay. 8. A 2, an 8.
7.
A 7?
God, you guys are lucky. 20. 23.
And Norris, a 2?
Yep.
Wonderful. A 20 what?
23.
Thank God. So, as you guys are all frantically looking around, a couple of you go into the dining room, and you're looking for, and you're looking for a staircase, you're looking for a trapdoor, you flip up carpets and you check under there, and then you make your way to this like grand hall at the back, and everybody, you're tossing furniture, you're ripping things apart. A couple of you go through this sitting room and find yourself in some bedrooms, and you find corpses littering around the place, but you don't find anything. You don't find any stairwell going downstairs.
Do we see any signs of his sister?
No, because his sister is with the Baron, not the Lord. Yeah.
Never mind.
I know.
It's, Norris it's, really confuses people.
Yeah.
Norris has no idea what he's talking about 90% of the time.
Yeah. So, Ash, you start trying to follow the sounds. You're looking for where the sound is able to pass through. So you're kind of following the clearest. Like you can hear muffled cries out for help all over the place, but you're listening in for the clearest sound. And it brings you through the dining hall into this main hall. And you start thinking, this is an old Gothic building. This is a fucking vampire. He's probably been here forever. There's probably some sort of trap door. And you just go around and you start pulling on things. And you go over to the fireplace and you pull on the fire poker. And the fireplace with a big roaring fire in it just slides to the side, revealing a staircase spiraling down.
All right, I found the staircase. Let's go.
I'm right behind him.
Okay. As we're making our way down the staircase, I like to touch Norris on the shoulder. And I feel like I have the ability to kind of empower him a little bit. And what I would like to do is I would like to touch him and go, because he doesn't wear armor, correct?
Correct.
Hey, I know I fuck around with you a lot, but you're always a huge help. And with that, I want to cast Mage Armor on him.
So Mage Armor can only be cast on self.
You touch a willing creature who isn't wearing armor,
oh,
and a protective magical force,
okay,
surrounds.
Okay, I was wrong.
Until the spell ends, their AC becomes 13 plus its dexterity modifier.
I don't know that that would benefit him. I think his is higher than that because he gets
I
to add his dex and his con.
I thought it'd be my AC plus 13 and
base
my dex.
AC becomes 13 plus its dexterity modifier.
Yeah, 13 plus dex.
Oh, well, that'd only be 18.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
Dex
so it would
five.
It would actually drop his AC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fuck, I just
if
I just
it
didn't
was
want you,
it,
I didn't
holy
want you to
shit, I'll be
untouchable. For some reason, I thought Mage Armor was self only.
It's an Eldritch invocation.
Yeah.
That would have been sick if I could have added it. Because nobody would have been able to touch me. I would have been over 30. Yeah. I would have been like almost 40.
So you guys charge your way down the stairs?
Yeah, we're being. I would say we're being pretty reckless. Like,
okay,
just going for it.
Okay,
not stealthy at all. Well, I don't want to be stealthy. I heard Mike.
Be stealthy,
I'm going.
But I wouldn't be running down recklessly, in fear of what a vampire lord would have set up in his basement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what things would he have set up? He's had many years to plan for something.
Yeah. So, but the rest of you are kind of
I will say,
headlong.
I will say this. Do you make mention of anything? Because if you don't, I heard Mike and I'm going down is my only deal. Like, I will be 100% reckless because I heard Mike.
Okay.
And hold. You said basement, so I'm
show of hands, who's reckless? Okay. So, you hang back.
I'm going to yell, care. There may be traps.
Does Norris care?
If I see anything blatantly obvious that looks like a trap, I might look for it. But if it doesn't look blatantly obvious, I don't care.
Okay. So you start charging down this spiral, the spiraling staircase, and it's a stone. It's like carved mm-hmm. into the foundation of this place, and it. When you're on that ground floor, you still see that glitter falling. As soon as you get through there and you start heading down the stairs, there is a clear line where the glitter stops, and it's right at ground floor, and it becomes clear. As you're winding down, there's braziers on the wall giving you some firelight. Outside of that, it is very dark down here. Now let me bring up...
Norse would probably grab one of those.
The picture of the basement?
As we go down.
So you guys come down over here. You guys don't see any of this, so please do not metagame. As you make your way down, you have a hallway that leads you through. And there is a door... A locked door right in front of you.
Well, Norris, what's going on? What'd you stop for?
Well, this door's kind of locked. I tried just opening in it. Not happening. Threw my shoulder in it a couple times.
Give me a strength check. So, DC was 25. You guys, you're Ash, you're right on his heels. Alphonse, you're right behind him. And Norris is just full speed, freight train, fucking head on. And he gets into this little hallway. He sees a door. And he runs up and he tries to open it. It's locked. He starts pushing you guys back. And Norris, you take a... just headlong sprint, and you take your fire shoulder and just slam it into this door, and it doesn't just open, it gets knocked off its hinges and blows into the room.
I'm a badass.
Standing in the room, you see, or sitting in the room, you see these glowing red orbs just floating in the air, and eight coffins around a fire in the center. And standing around these coffins are eight vampire thralls. And we'll pick it up there next time.
God damn it.
That's a good one.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to this wonderful episode of Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to check us out on your favorite podcasting platform. Make sure to drop a like, follow, and subscribe. As always... And don't forget to leave us a great comment. Help us out with that. Let us know what your thoughts are. Greatly appreciate those. And then, of course, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Toodles.